Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And you know, we've all seen someone and immediately judged them, for better or for worse. And it's a natural human tendency to do that based on how someone looks, what they're wearing, how they carry themselves, and even how they act. And while we know what we think of them, we might not know the whole story, the reasons why they are who they are. And I've done this on multiple occasions in my life where I've met people through school or work or church or in my neighborhood, and I've automatically thought that they're this one way. But then once I get to know them better, I'm definitely proven wrong. And that's happened on more than one occasion. And one of the most pleasant surprises and experiences of my life is when I end up being friends with someone that I initially thought I would have nothing in common with. So there's a new Mormon message for youth out right now, and it's based on that principle. It's called Why Am I Here? And producer Ala Volkova is here with us today to talk about it. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I really love the video. I thought it was really creative and would really ring true for youth when they see it. And I'm curious, where did the idea come from?
So the idea actually came from another producer who was working on this message, and we were talking, and he was saying that he was creating something for young women, and he really wanted to, you know, create a message for young women. And we know that there is a need for messages for young women right now, especially. So we thought that there needs to be something, you know. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about idea of a life journey, and you know, this young woman growing up in the gospel and just experiencing all those beautiful things in her life and how it changes her, and she finds her cause, essentially the cause in Christ. And when we were reading the script, we just brainstormed a bunch of ideas, and it felt like the first pass of it was not exactly right. We needed to find a conflict and something, you know, something very specific mm-hmm. that will ring true to young women, you know, not just something general. And so from that point on, we developed this idea. We started thinking about what is it that young women today, right now, are, you know, struggling with, and what are we personally struggling with, you know, me as an adult woman, you know, having the same problems essentially. So mm-hmm. this is where it came from. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a universal problem that we mm-hmm. tend to make just really snap judgments or assessments of people. And then we get to know them better and we realize we were wrong in a lot of ways. So tell us a little bit about the production. Were there any special circumstances that had to come together to make the video possible?
Yes, we were about to shoot in August, but then things changed and we had some delays in production. So that pushed us in the end of September, and the weather was turning bad at that point mm-hmm. and we were hoping to shoot in the mountains. So we really had to push, you know, to shoot as soon as possible to make it happen. And the only place we can find that had the right scenery was Alta Ski Resort. This is where we shot.
Okay.
And it was literally closing down for snow closure like a week later. So it was a lot of pressure, but we made it happen and it turned out well. So,
well, that's amazing. Things tend to come together when you're doing the right kind of work. Can you tell me a little bit about what life lessons that you learned as you were in the middle of this project, producing it and getting it ready to send out for the youth to see?
I guess the biggest life lesson for me is that same universal thing that we cannot be selfish and build boundaries around ourselves, because the world is such a bigger place and it has so many wonderful things and so many different people, and we have to be open-minded in order to let them in and let us see the light of Christ in them. So that was the biggest message for me.
And what do you hope the youth who view this video will take away from it?
Well, my biggest hope is that the people who watch it, and the youth specifically, that they will be able to kind of stand up and stop thinking about petty things, you know, stop thinking about little things that stop them. They have a bigger, you know, the bigger mission, I guess, here. Their mission, you know, is to be like the Savior and to treat each other's right and just be kind and generous and forgiving. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really great message. And like you said, it's very timely for young women, young men, and everyone, adults as well, because this is something we all need to learn and remember. So to watch the newest Mormon message for youth called Why Am I Here?, you can go to mormonchannel.org, and be sure to also check out our Mormon Channel blog for some great posts on how to be a true friend. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from LDS leader Sister Carol F. McConkie, and she said, "May we choose to serve a righteous cause as valiant emissaries of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us stand together and with a song in our hearts move forward, living the gospel, loving the Lord, and building his kingdom. I testify that in this glorious work, we may know the pure love of God." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.